The King's New Clothes. Meet the King, the Tailor. New words. A servant, noun. Ski, verb. Cloth, noun. The King's New Clothes. The tailor had a very nice shop. He made beautiful clothes there, and very rich people bought them. The king loved to wear wonderful clothes, and he went to the tailor's shop every day. He always bought hundreds of expensive shirts, coats, and pairs of trousers. But he was not a good king, and the people in his country were not happy with him. He loved clothes more than he loved his people. He never helped his people, and sometimes he did very bad things to his servants. One day, the king shouted angrily, "There's food on my shirt!" Then he pointed at a servant, and he said, "He did it. Put him up there, high on the wall. He must never come down again."
"Oh, no!"
Another day, a different servant brought him a coat. "It's dirty," the king shouted. "Cook this servant in hot water." Everyone was very angry with the king. The most important people in the country met one night, and they talked about this. "It's a difficult problem," they all said. "Our country needs a new, kind king. What can we do?" They thought for a long time, and then one man spoke. "I have a great plan," he smiled. "We must visit the tailor." In the tailor's shop, the man told them all his plan. "It's very good," they all said. "But we need you, tailor. Will you help us?" "I will," answered the tailor. "He pays me very well, but he's a bad king. We must stop him." It was a cold winter, and there was a lot of snow. Every afternoon, the king went skiing after lunch, and then he went to the tailor's shop. "Good afternoon, king," said the tailor the next day. "I have something for you. It's a new cloth, and it's very special. It's the most beautiful cloth in the world, and it's so warm." The king shouted, "Bring it here! I'll buy all of it." The tailor smiled. "But the cloth is here," he said. The king said, "I can't see it. Where is it?" "It's in my hands," answered the tailor.
"There's nothing in your hands," shouted the king.
"I forgot to tell you," said the tailor. "Stupid people can't see this cloth. Only clever people can. Of course, you can see it because you are the cleverest man in the world." Then the important people all ran into the shop. They shouted, "Wow, look at that beautiful cloth. We want some too." "No, this special cloth is for our king," the tailor answered. Of course, the king could not see the cloth because there was nothing in the tailor's hands. But the king did not want to look stupid. He shouted,
"Yes, the cloth is wonderful. I want it all. Tailor, make me some wonderful skiing clothes with it."
The next day, the tailor visited the king's palace. He had nothing in his hands, but he said, "Look, king, I have your new skiing clothes here." Of course, the king could not see them. But he smiled and he said, "They look beautiful. I want to wear them now." "You don't need to wear anything under them because they're so warm," said the tailor. The king gave all his clothes to a servant. "I'm ready," he said happily. "That's very good. Now, please put your arms in here, king," said the tailor. "Put your legs in there. You look very good in your new skiing clothes. How do they feel, king?" At the same time, in another room, the important people made the palace very hot. The king did not have any clothes on, but he was very warm because the palace was now so hot. "These clothes are wonderful," he said. "They are so warm. I'm going skiing now." The king left the palace and he skied for many miles across the snow. But the silly man got colder and colder because he had no clothes on. In the end, the king could not move his arms or his legs because he was so cold. He could not ski back to the palace, and no one saw him again. Then there was a new king, and he was always very kind to his people.